But investors will have a ton to chew on this week besides what I just mentioned. Let's get over to Yahoo Finance's Emily McCormick with a preview. Emily.
Well, Brian, a lot to keep an eye on this week on the earnings front. But even today, want to start with Merger Monday, which is already keeping investors on their toes. Now, just this morning, as you were breaking down, Brian, Frontier Airlines and Spirit Airlines have announced that they're merging into one. Now, currently, they're the two biggest budget airlines domestically. And after this deal closes, it will become the fifth largest airline in the U.S. Now, the deal is valued at about $6.6 billion. And after it's closed, Frontier will control a slight majority of the combined airline at 51.5%. Now, Spirit investors are each set to receive 1.9126 shares of Frontier plus $2.13 in cash for every Spirit share they hold, which comes out to an about 19% premium over where Spirit shares had closed last week. Now, the combined company is set to have annual revenue of about $5.3 billion, and it will offer more than 1,000 daily flights to over 145 destinations across 19 countries. So that news came alongside Spirit Airlines' latest quarterly earnings results from this morning, which also showed a narrower than expected quarterly loss per share. And that stock is currently up about 12.5% as we speak this morning. But do keep an eye on that deal since it is likely to face some antitrust scrutiny out of Washington. But elsewhere on the earnings front, also want to highlight some of the other major names that we have on the schedule in the coming days. That includes Take-Two Interactive tonight, Peloton and Lyft reporting results tomorrow, and Uber and Disney on Wednesday. Now, zooming in really quickly on Peloton, of course, this earnings report comes amid reports that it's attracting potential buyers from the likes of Amazon and Nike, among potentially some others as well. That stock is still up about 29% this morning, really extending those gains from after those reports were first emerging early on over the weekend, late in the day on Friday. And then in terms of Disney earnings, also want to quickly highlight those as well, because all eyes are going to be on Disney Plus streaming performance after Netflix's disappointing streaming growth and guidance from its own quarterly results just a few weeks ago. So any updates about whether Disney Plus is continuing its momentum will be closely watched, along with any updates about how performance and in-person traffic is doing at its theme park. So definitely a lot to watch on the earnings front this week, guys.
And there is also a lot to watch on the econ front. Specifically, I'm looking at CPI. We're set for that in a couple days. And I'm looking at the headline print, 7.3%. That's what the street is expecting. That would be ticking up from 7%. And I don't have to tell you this, Emily, that is the highest number that we've seen in young Brian Chung's lifetime. So what are the details behind this?
Well, that's right, Jared. This would be the fastest increase on an annual basis that we'd see for the CPI since 1982, if it comes in as expected, taking out that four-decade high that we saw back in December as well. And on a month-over-month basis, the CPI would also likely match December's 0.5% increase. And then even excluding those more volatile food and energy prices, CPI is expected to rise by 5.9% on an annual basis, which would also represent the biggest jump in that core measure since 1982. So this inflation data is really going to be in focus, especially after that stronger than expected payrolls report that we got out in the January jobs report, really affirming this narrative for the Federal Reserve that the U.S. economy has recovered sufficiently to perhaps warrant a quicker move away from accommodative monetary policy and towards tightening. So all of this is going to help inform investors as to whether we should be expecting 5 interest rate hikes, perhaps more or less, depending on how this data evolves. But certainly a lot to be keeping an eye on both the earnings and economic data fronts, guys.
Emily McCormick, thanks so much.